You're listening to the audio production of The Orphan's Wish by Melanie Dickerson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jude Mason.
Chapter 1. Summer, 1401, The Holy Land. Ala Adeen's mother's eyes were closed as she lay on her funeral bier. People whispered and stared, but no one spoke to him. Just a few days ago, his mother sat cross-legged on the floor while she sewed. Sometimes she would lay aside her work. He would crawl into her lap and gaze up at her as she sang to him. There was no one to sing to him now. Then someone walked up behind him. "She won't wake up." A man with wispy black hairs growing above his top lip and on his chin stared down at him. His face was bland as he squatted in front of Ala Adeen. "She won't wake up. Not ever. She's dead. Do you know what dead means?" Ala Adeen nodded. "Don't you have a father? A grandmother? Any family?" Ala Adeen shook his head. His chest ached as tears stung his eyes. "How old are you?"
5 years.
Some men came and picked up the funeral bier and started carrying his mother's body away without even a glance at him. The man put his hand on Ala Adeen's shoulder.
"You should come home with me, yes? I have a bed for you. Many other children are there. Children for you to play with. Come."
Ala Adeen went with him, but when they reached their destination, the bed he'd mentioned was a thin pallet on a dirt floor. He sat on it with several other children, all of them dirty, some of them smelling of urine, while several men passed out food to them. They ate fried bread and shriveled dates, and then slept like puppies piled.